Brandon Whipple on the phone today. I want to give you a platform here to tell us what would make you the right choice for mayor of Wichita.
Well, thank you for that. Really honored to be on your show. Really glad that you guys are able to call me. I'm actually fighting, a little bit of the cold.
Oh, no.
So it's good that I'm not in the studio getting you guys sick. My goal for the future of Wichita is to make sure that Wichita continues to be a place of opportunity. Most people know, if you've heard me talk before, that I came to Wichita back in 16 years ago on a service mission. And I worked with at-risk kids over at South High School. And really, Wichita to me gave me a chance at the American dream because of the cost of living, because of the affordable tuition. It allowed me to be the first in my family to graduate college. You know, if we fast forward, I met my wife. She's a lifelong Wichitan. We decided that Wichita, the values, the people, is the perfect climate to raise our kids. And, you know, now we work in the community. We own our house in my former state. You know, my parents worked their whole lives. They never will own a house. So Wichita just has that to us, just that beacon of opportunity. And really, when we think about where Wichita is right now versus where it used to be and where it could be, in the 80s, Wichita's economy was growing at twice the rate of the national average. Like right now, the opposite is true. And to put this into context, you know, Wichita at one point was just a regional powerhouse. Right? Economically, mm-hmm. socially. And when we look at how we compare ourselves to our sister cities, we are actually lagging behind, Des Moines, Iowa, Oklahoma City. We're lagging behind Denver. But what really gets me, and because I'm a Wichita State Shocker and got my undergrad and my master's at Wichita State, what really gets me is when we are lagging behind Tulsa. And I'll put this into perspective. It is not acceptable for Wichita State basketball to lose to Tulsa basketball unless one of our players get hurt. Right? Like, we don't expect to lose to Tulsa. And if we do, there's an asterisk where so-and-so hurt their leg.
Improving Wichita basketball. Well, you know, our finest export, of course, would be Fred VanVleet of the Toronto Raptors.
Of course. Yes. And when we lost to Tulsa a few years ago, it's because he hurt himself. If you look at the numbers, Tulsa's job rate growth in the last year is 2.9%. If you look at Wichita's, it's a half a percentage point.
Wow.
So think about that. That is like playing basketball against Tulsa, and not only did they beat us, they scored five times the points we did. That is unacceptable.
So what is your plan to improve job opportunity then in Wichita?
But what we've done with my campaign, and you know, being a legislator for the last 7 years, I've learned that the best policy comes from the people who are on the ground. You know, I got the Fraternal Order of Police endorsement because I went to them and I treated them like partners at the table, not like statistics on a sheet. And when I go to small business owners, almost 100% of new jobs are created by entrepreneurs, by small business people. And when I go and I talk to them, they talk about the red tape at City Hall. They talk about how they've invested their life savings into a business and they have a timeline. And because City Hall is dragging their feet on certain things, that timeline gets extended. And then they're not able to, they have to pay rent without being able to sell their product. So I want to make sure that we are nurturing a climate for these small businesses to grow. And we're going and we're talking to them. And we're treating them like partners, not just, and I've heard this from multiple people, and it feels offensive to say it, but people think that City Hall is patting them on the head and saying, aren't you cute? You know, and that's not the way to be treating our small businesses. Our small businesses are a economic engine, and City Hall has to be doing their part by making sure that we're cutting that red tape and rolling out that red carpet. Now, so my strategy is a little different than what's currently happening. where not only do we have to foster and help small businesses grow, but we can't also take our eyes off the Cargills of the world. And I'm really, you know, happy that Cargill decided to stay. And I think there's a lot we could be doing to make sure that we are attracting large companies and keeping large companies, but we also can't neglect the smaller businesses, you know, the small business owners, because those people have stake, have skin in the game, right? These are people who likely are already in Wichita. They've already chosen that Wichita is the place to grow their family and to grow their business. And so, you know, it makes more sense to ask them what they need and make sure City Hall is working with them instead of against them, or instead of just being on the sidelines.
And what about the quality of jobs in Wichita? Because for a lot of people, it's, well, you can get into manufacturing or you can go work at a call center, which, you know, may be appealing to some people, but not to the masses. You know, what are we doing to bring just better quality jobs for professionals to Wichita?
So you bring up a really good point where, and we need a mayor that kind of understands the trends of the next economy. So people who are new to the economy, who just graduated or graduated in the last 10 years, they're projected to have at least five different careers. So think about that. Mm-hmm. That's not five different jobs. We're talking about full-on careers. Human capital is one of our, is an economic word for people, and it's one of the things that Wichita is actually losing. We are losing people under 45 from our workforce who are taking opportunities in other areas. We need to make sure that we provide opportunities here in Wichita by preparing our citizens for the changes in the economy. So one of the things we have to do is attract jobs that already complement our current workforce. Wichita has the best engineers in the world. We have the best labor force in the world when it comes to putting together airplanes. There are a lot of companies who will look at our human capital, and if presented right, we would really benefit those companies. But the other thing we got to do is when we have changes in the market, is we need a mayor who has a collaborative leadership experience to work with the business community and also the higher education community to create stackable credentials. So right now, Wichita or WSU Tech is doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. You can go get a two-year degree at WSU Tech, the Associate of Applied Science, and you can get a job interview. You know, they almost guarantee it with some programs, and you can go work in manufacturing. Now, let's say you want to switch, or the economy switches, and now you need a degree in management. What has traditionally been happening is an Associate of Applied Science in sheet metal, let's say. If you want to go get a Bachelor's of Science in management, you would almost have to start over. Mm-hmm. Where that 2 years of college, you know, maybe a handful of those credits would transfer. Other cities and other states have done a better job by recognizing 2 years of college as 2 years of college and allowing a stackable just two more years for like a Bachelor's of Applied Science in management. Very similar to how an RN transitions to a Bachelor's of Science in nursing. Very similar, where you kind of learn everything you need at the RN level, and then like the bachelor level, they just they add on, you know, what else you're going to need as far as complementary classes. So by working with the business community, by having someone who understands the economy is changing at a faster rate than it's ever changed, and also know that it's never been a worse time to not have higher education credentials in our economy. We need to make sure that we're matching jobs to our human capital, and also make sure that the people in Wichita have opportunities to go back and get more job training and more credentialing. And, you know, my legislative experience, my experience being a professor at Wichita State, I think puts me in a very good position to help facilitate that.